This message was recorded at the Redeemed Christian Church of God Salvation Center, where we're maximizing potential and fulfilling destiny. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to the following message.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Friends, let's bow our hearts for prayer as we go into the Word of God. Heavenly Father, we thank you because in your Word is power. In your Word is life. And Lord, we have come at your feet to receive your Word today. We have come to receive life, we have come to receive power, and we have come to receive light. Lord, let your word do this in the lives of your people, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, from me to your people this morning, O Lord, do not let anything in me filter the message. Let it go forth as you have intended it, even for your people in the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. At the end of it all, let all glory be yours and the blessings ours in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brethren, this morning, God gave me a word for a few people. When I say a few people, it means it will apply directly to a few people now, and then a few people will the rest of us may remember it later on in the future, when we have need of it. And not only that, some of us, the message you'll be hearing this morning will be a word of encouragement for somebody that you know, because it's a word from the Lord. Amen? Amen. The word the Lord has given me this morning has to do with someone that has lost something precious. Is there anybody in the house today? You have lost something very precious to you. I have. If that's the case, then this word is for you. We started a sermon series on the glory of God. And the last time, I barely could even start before we had to finish. And that's what we are finishing today. And the title of the message for today, for those of you that like titles, is What's Mine is Mine. I want you to look at your neighbor and tell them, what's mine,
what's mine is mine.
What's mine is mine. What's mine is mine. It does not matter what anybody does. It does not matter what the devil does. What God says is mine is mine. Is mine. Is mine. So there are some of us that we talk about what is ours in past tense. Say, I had or I used to have. God, the message today is a message of restoration. Amen. God wants to restore what you lost back to you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's open our Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 5. 1 Samuel chapter 5. We read this the last time, and I'm just going to read it very quickly. 1 Samuel chapter 5, we're going to read from verse 1. If you can put it on the screen, I will appreciate that. This thing is falling from my, I think my face is, my nostril, the bridge is oily. Something, because it keeps sliding down. And the Philistines took the ark of God and brought it from Ebenezer unto Ashdod. When the Philistines took the ark of God, they brought it into the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon. And when they of Ashdod arose early on the morrow, behold, Dagon was falling upon his face to the earth before the ark of the Lord. And they took Dagon and set him in his place again. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, Dagon was falling upon his face to the ground before the ark of the Lord. And the head of Dagon and both the palms of Dagon, the palms of his hands, were cut off upon the threshold. Only the stump of Dagon was left to him. Verse 5. Therefore, neither the priests of Dagon nor any that come into Dagon's house tread on the threshold of Dagon in Ashdod unto this day. But the hand of the Lord was heavy upon them in Ashdod. I told us the last time to underline the word heavy. And we're going to see it again in verse 11. And he destroyed them and smote them with hemorrhoids, even Ashdod and the coast thereof. And when the men of Ashdod saw it was so, they said, the ark of God of Israel shall not abide with us. For his hand is sore upon us and upon Dagon our God. They sent therefore and gathered all the lords of the Philistines unto them and said, what shall we do with the ark of God, of the God of Israel? And they answered, let the ark of the of God of Israel be carried about unto Gath. And they carried the ark of God of Israel about thither. And it was so that after they had carried it about, the hand of the Lord was against the city with a very great destruction. And he smote the men of the city, both small and great. And they had hemorrhoids in their secret parts. Therefore, they sent the ark of God to Ekron. And it came to pass, as the ark of God came to Ekron, that the Ekronites cried out, saying, they have brought about the ark of God of Israel to us, to slay us and our people. Verse 11. So they sent and gathered together all the lords of the Philistines and said, send away the ark of the God of Israel and let it go again to his own place, that it slay us not and our people. For there was a deadly destruction throughout all the city. The hand of God was very heavy there. The same word, heavy. We say it again. And verse 12, the last verse. And the men that died not, and the men that died not, were smitten with the hemorrhoids. And the cry of the city went up to heaven. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. In the mighty name of Jesus. Man, the truth of the matter is many of us have lost precious things. And there are a number of reasons why we lose precious things, things that are precious to us. I remember Pastor Joyce had preached talking about why we lose things. Why we lose things. As the Lord dropped this in my heart, that message came back to my mind, and I said, indeed, the word of the Lord is true. And I have a list of 6 reasons why we lose things. You know, there's no point talking about a recovery when you don't know why you lost in the first place. Because if you have not identified the reason why you lost it in the first place, if you get it back, you will lose it again. So, 6 reasons why we lose precious things. Number one reason that we lose things is because it was never ours. When you have something that you have gotten by your own strength and might that does not belong to you, it is a matter of time you will lose it. You remember the story of Adonijah in 1 Kings chapter 1. Adonijah, instead of waiting for the father to announce the king, Adonijah announced himself as king. And he had a lot of help. The chief of defense staff, Joab, was in on the plot. Amen? Amen? The priests were in on the plot, Zadok and Abiathar. When you get home, read it, 1 Kings chapter 1. They were all in on the plan, and they declared Adonijah king over Israel. But because it was never meant to be, he lost it. So some of the things we lose sometimes, we lose because it was never meant to be. You know, so it really doesn't matter how much I cry and wail over it. I cannot twist the arm of God or make God give it back to me. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So the number one reason we lose things, very important for us to know, is maybe it was never meant to be. Maybe it was never yours. So the question would be to ask the Lord, what is going on here? And the Lord can open your eyes of understanding that you may see that. You know, I remember as a young man, you know, trusting God for, you know, a life partner, you know, and you engage with this one and something happened and then it breaks up and you say, oh, Lord, what is happening? Nobody likes me. Nobody wants me. You know, but little did I know that God had a greater and a better plan for me.
Yes.
Can you imagine this beautiful package that the Lord has given unto me. Don't be hating now. Shout hallelujah. Pastor, we thank God for your life. We thank God for your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The number two reason we lose things, it could be that God himself is trying to get your attention. Amen.
Amen.
So it will allow you to lose that thing that is almost taking the place of God in your life. And when you lose it, guess what happens? For those that are smart, they run to God and begin to ask God for help. Hallelujah. You remember the story of Job. Job was a fervent man. There was no sin in man. The Bible says he eschewed his evil. And eventually, when trouble came knocking at his door, he said, "The thing I feared the most has happened to me." He offered offerings, burnt offerings for each of his children every day. Because he was afraid of losing them. And then the devil went to God and was challenging God about Job. And God said, "Okay, go touch him. Go deal with him." And very quickly, God got his attention. Not only that, sometimes, you remember the story of Jacob and Joseph. Joseph was the heart and the might and everything of Jacob. You know, he had 12 children. Joseph was not even the last born. If he was treating the last born like that, you would say, maybe I understand. He was the second to the last. But he treated him so special, he made him a coat of many colors. And God had to make him lose Joseph so that Joseph can accomplish destiny in life. And you will understand in both examples that I've given, even though Job lost everything, everything came back to him double. His camel, double. His cattle, double. His sheep, double. Everything double, except for the children. God gave him the exact number of children again. Amen?
Amen.
So sometimes we lose things because those things are becoming, they've started to possess us. So if you don't want to lose something special to you, don't let that thing possess you. Because when it possesses you, then God might just say, "Okay, let's take it for a little bit so that we know that I am God and that thing is not God in your life." I've told you the story before of a man that bought a Mercedes-Benz car. It was when it was very new. V-boot, they called it. Mercedes 200. It's now old. In fact, it's archaic now. You know, but back then, V-boot in Nigeria. Oh, man, that was what was in. And this man, he couldn't sleep because of V-boot. He would wake up in the middle of the night just to check in the garage to make sure the car is there. That car had taken possession of him. So one of the reasons we lose things is when the things begin to own us, instead of us owning those things. Number three reason why we may lose things because of carelessness. Many of us have lost important things because we were careless about that special thing that God has given to us. There are many marriages that have ended today because somebody took the other person for granted. Amen?
Amen.
There was a show I was listening to during the week. The couple, both of them have been married before, and now they have married each other. The man was married for 24 years. The woman was married for 19 years, and both of them divorced, and they are now together. And from the way the woman was speaking, one thing I could get from her voice was sorrowful, even though that she's talking about her ex-husband. You know, she said, "If I knew the things I know now, then I would not be divorced." Why? Because she was careless about certain things. David lost the throne, even though for a brief period. Amen. I'm speaking from the heart to us today. David lost the throne for a brief period because of his son Absalom. In 2 Samuel chapter 13, the Bible tells us the story of Amnon and Tamar. Tamar was the sister of Absalom. Amnon raped his sister, his half-sister, Tamar, the brother and the sister of Absalom. And Absalom never forgot. And in chapter 14, Absalom killed his own brother. And their father did nothing about it. Then Absalom took off. He ran away. Eventually he came back. And when he came back, Absalom, when people are coming to see his father, when they are coming to the king for counsel, he will meet them at the gate. And then he will be taking care of them. And he say, don't worry, I can help you. And this, David knew he did nothing about it. And because of that carelessness, Absalom was able to plan a successful rebellion against his father. And he took the throne, even though for a brief moment. Friends, don't be careless with the things God has entrusted into your hands. Amen? We can lose things because of carelessness. Sometimes, when the enemy that is opposing you in that thing that you own is very strong and fierce, you may lose it because you are weaker than your enemy. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 50, Jeremiah 50, 33 and 34. Jeremiah 50, 33 and 34. Please help me. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the children of Israel and the children of Judah were oppressed together, and all that took them captive held them fast. They refused to let them go. They held them fast. They refused to let them go. The enemy was stronger than them, and they lost their possession. But listen to verse 34. I want us to read 34 together. I want you to scream out loud, my Redeemer is strong. He said, their Redeemer is strong. Their Redeemer is strong. Your Redeemer is strong. Your God is stronger than any opposition you are faced with today. Amen. Even though you may lose it, it will be for a moment. It shall be restored back to you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Number five reason we may lose things. We may lose things because of the wickedness of man. There is such wickedness in the hearts of men that is unthinkable and unimaginable. Can you imagine? Listen to this. Joab, that I mentioned earlier, Joab was the chief of defense staff of David, the king. And everyone knew, because David made it known to everyone that Solomon is the son that will come behind him and after him. Thank you very much. Oh, wow. He's holding fast to my head now. praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But Joab, if you have the chief of defense staff, guess what? You have everything. All the armies and everybody, he was a custodian of them. And they connived together. The priest and the two priests in the land, all of them came together and placed Adonijah as king instead of Solomon. I don't know the people that have connived against you. I don't know the conspiracy that has happened, that they have kind of, with politics, they have sidetracked you. They have pushed you out of your place. It can be from a job. In fact, it can be from your business partners, a business that you started together, and now you have no place in that business. As the Lord lives, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, there shall be restoration. Amen. I said there shall be restoration. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Finally, number six, reason. Of course, five is wickedness of man. The enemy is strong and fierce. It's number four. Amen. But thank you. It shows me you are following. Number six, before we begin to talk about restoration. Number six reason that I've seen why we lose precious things is sin. This is obvious. But what I found out as a pastor is a lot of people are not very aware or conscious of sin. It is amazing to me that I have to educate an individual that according to the scripture, a man and a woman that are not married cannot be having intimacy, sexual intimacy together. It's amazing to me. It was kind of like a known fact when I gave my life to Christ. You just knew that that is fornication, but that is not true today. Amen? Sin will take you farther than you plan to go. Sin will cause you to lose important things and precious things in your life. It is amazing in the church today that there are many, they've been coming to church 10, 15, 20, some 30 years, and still the ordinance, the simple injunction of the 10% of your income belongs to God is still a mystery to them. Sin will take you further than you want to go. Amen. Be careful what you see. Be careful where you go. Remember the story of Samson. The Bible says he went to Gaza, he saw. He went to Timnath, he saw. Every time he saw a woman, he couldn't take his eyes off them. He must have the woman. And this was his demise. Amen?
Amen.
Sin is a deadly killer. Sin is a deadly killer. It will take you further than you have bargained to go. You know, in the beginning, it feels good. You say, oh, I'm enjoying life. But it will take you further than you want to go. Samson, as you know the story, he went everywhere. In Judges chapter 16, in fact, Judges chapter 16 opens with, then went Samson to Gaza and saw there an harlot and went in unto her. This guy had no control whatsoever. And before you judge Samson, you need to check your life. Amen?
Amen.
Because the scriptures have been written for our examples. If it doesn't relate, it will not be written. It's written, it's present there because it's something that relates to some of us. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We saw Samson. And you know, in life in general, I want you to note this. If you have not written anything, I want you to write this one. 1 John chapter 2, verse 16. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 16. The Bible says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. Listen to me. The foundation of every sin will always be found in one of these. The lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the lust of the eyes. In the Garden of Eden, in the beginning, the Bible says, Eve saw that the fruit was good to eat, even though God has said, don't eat. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, when you seek to fulfill the desires of the flesh and you don't have control, it will always get you in trouble. And you know, sometimes, it's not as soon as you commit the sin that the consequence will come. No. The consequence doesn't come immediately. Amen?
Amen.
The consequence doesn't come immediately. So you might be living in sin, and because there is no immediate consequence, you can convince yourself to say life is good. God doesn't care. Oh, he cares. He cares. He cares. In fact, what some people are suffering today is a reward of what they did yesterday. But God is a merciful God. In fact, the Bible says that God is plenteous in mercy. Is plenteous in mercy. When you read the text that we have read today, the Bible says that the hand of the Lord was heavy upon the Philistines. The word heavy there is the same word kabod that we have been talking about. Glory. Glory. Whatever the enemy has stolen from you, whatever the enemy has taken from you, It cannot be well with the enemy with that thing in their hand. Amen. Let me give you an example. This happened to me. The first car I ever bought, you know the story of the car. We are not talking about the car itself today. The first car I bought, the individual I bought the car from, I had a balance of 5,000 naira. You know, you can say $5,000 for your understanding, to give the guy. So the date came when I was supposed to pay the final balance, but I didn't have the money. So I begged him. I said, "Sir, I don't have this money, but I will have it soon." He was very mad with me. It's a long story. I can't tell you the story, all of the story now. Anyway, so when I eventually had money to pay him, he said, "No, he's not going to take 5,000 from me. He's going to take 10,000. I'm like, "Uncle, that's how we do in Nigeria. You know, everybody's uncle, everybody's auntie." I said, "Uncle, please, don't do that. Don't do that. This money, before I got this money, I lost like 20 pounds from starvation and not eating and just saving up money. I'm serious. My sister is a witness. In fact, she was the one that gave me the money eventually. All my savings couldn't pay the money." Amen? So, with sorrow and sadness in my heart, I gave him the money. God is my witness. I did not curse him. I didn't bless him. I didn't curse him. But I gave him the money. And I left. Do you know, when I began to hear stories about this man, I began to pray to God to have mercy on him. First of all, I mean, he was working in one of those merchant banks in Nigeria. He was a top guy at the bank. He didn't need my money. It was just the wickedness in his heart. The first thing that happened to him, I believe he lost his job. And then I had the wife left him. When I heard that the wife left him, I began to pray. I said, "Lord, have mercy on him. Lord, have mercy on him." Friends, whatever the enemy has stolen from you, the glory of God is like a two-edged sword. The glory of God in the life of a child of God will bring increase and promotion and favor. The glory of God in the hand of the enemy will bring death and destruction. Amen. They took the ark of God and they kept the ark of God with them. And for as long as the ark was with them, Brother Victor, there was death. There was disease. The Bible says they had hemorrhoids in their secret parts. The men were walking like this, all of them, because of the hemorrhoid behind. Amen? Why? Because they took of the accursed thing. If you know who you are in Christ Jesus, you will be begging people to please not cheat you. Because whatever they take from you, they will pay dearly for it. They will pay dearly for it. You know, many of us, we want to curse people. "I curse you in the name of the Lord." Don't curse them. Whatever belongs to you that somebody has taken, in your hand is a blessing. In their hand is an accursed thing. Hallelujah. But the word the Lord gave me for somebody today is that that thing will be restored to you. I don't know what it is, but it will be restored. Some have lost relationships. Some have lost a job. Some have been skimmed out of a position. But whatever it is, God will restore you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. There are many that I know that the way they talk about their past, you can tell that their past is better than their present. "Oh, I remember when I used to," and they talk about glowing things about their past. But their present is like they slid from the top to the bottom somewhere. Whatever has brought you to the bottom, God will lift you up. God will restore his glory in your life. There will be a restoration of the glory and the favor of God upon your life. In the name of Jesus. When the enemy cut off the hair of Samson, listen close. They cut off his hair. The Bible says in Judges chapter 16, the Bible says, "And the hair began to grow again." The hair began to grow again. Your hair will begin to grow again. The anointing of the Lord will be restored upon your life again. In the mighty name of Jesus. His hair began to grow again. And the Bible says in death, he killed more people than when he was alive. But don't be foolish like Samson. Samson said, Lord, let me die with my enemies. Go ahead and read it when you get home. We don't have time. My time is up. In Judges chapter 16, the Bible says, Samson said, he said, Lord, one more time, give me strength. Restore unto me that power that you had given me before and let me die with my enemies. No, I will not die with my enemies. Oh, no. What? They already plucked out his eyes. They punished him. They disgraced him. They humiliated him. They did all of that and then he died with them. That's a shame. That's a shame. That's foolishness. There's no wisdom in that. He said, let me die with my enemies. You will not die with your enemies. Amen. What God has for you is for you. The Lord will restore back unto you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. When you read 1 Samuel chapter 6. We read chapter 5 just now. In 1 Samuel chapter 6. Let's read verse 1 very quickly. It said, and the ark of God was in the country of the Philistines 7 months. Today is the last day of the 7th month of the year. 7 months, the ark was with them. They sent it back after the 7th month. Your glory will be restored to you. In the name of Jesus, every right that the enemy has claimed upon your blessing, that right is taken from them today. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the 7th month, he was with them. Verse 2. And then the Philistines called for the priest and the diviner, saying, what shall we do to the ark of the Lord? Tell us wherewith we shall send it to his place. They began to have counsel. They said, what are we going to do? We have to give this thing back to the rightful owner. We have to restore this thing back to the rightful owner. When you get home, read the rest of it. What they did was they sent back the ark, but they did not send the ark back empty. The Bible says they make golden images of their hemorrhoids. To show the Israelites what the ark of the covenant, what the glory of God did to them. They made a golden image of that hemorrhoid. They put it there. They put gold. They added gold to it. What you lost will be restored to you, and it will be restored to you better than you gave it up. In the name of Jesus. When Joseph was restored back to Jacob, it was not the small boy Joseph that left. He was now a prime minister. The prime minister of the greatest nation in the then known world. It was restored back to him better, greater, and mightier. What you have lost will be restored. Amen. I say it shall be restored. Amen. There shall be restoration. Amen. And with this restoration will come additional gifts. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. When Pharaoh restored the freedom of the children of Israel back to them, they went away free with gold, with silver, and with garments. They went loaded, 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 loaded. There shall be restoration. Amen. Brethren, there shall be restoration. Amen. I said there shall be restoration. Amen. There shall be restoration. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The hair upon the head of Samson grew again. His hair grew again. Let me tell you what the Lord told me very clearly. Please listen close. Listen close. For some of us here today, the number one restoration you need is in your walk with God. Think of where you were before you came to America. Think of your relationship with Jesus before you came to America. How you used to pray and you used to hear the voice of God. Think of where you are now. You are just a nominal Christian. Just going to church at your whim. When you have time, that's when you go to church now. You don't have that personal relationship with God anymore. And that is what it is for the ark of the covenant to be taken away from somebody. That is why David prayed in Psalm 51. He said, restore unto me the joy of thy, not of mine, the joy of thy salvation. He said, restore back unto me the joy of your salvation. Restore unto me. My prayer for you today is that God will restore to you. Amen. the joy of his salvation, the joy of knowing Jesus, the joy that comes with knowing Christ as your Lord and Savior. For many people, Christianity is another thing on their schedule. We come to church on Sunday, no relationship. Everything is flat. Everything is flat. Before they came to America, they fasted, they prayed. They said, do 7 days white fast. Do 7 days dry fast. Do 7 days without sugar. Do 7 days without salt. You did everything. But now you are in America, you have forgotten where you started from. I want us to rise to our feet this morning. Or this afternoon, rather, rise to your feet. Lift up both hands to God. Lift up both hands to God. And say, Lord, my life is in your hands. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of your salvation. Go ahead and talk to the Lord. Go ahead and talk to him. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I have had your word. I have heard your word. The cares of this world has taken me away from fellowship with you. Lord, please restore unto me the joy of your salvation. Restore unto me the joy of knowing you. The joy of knowing you. The joy of salvation. Mighty God, restore unto me. Restore unto me. Le casota ia branderebo shantalia. Le brodo shantalia radabakuro dobo shantalia ragada. Ye casatalia branderegedegede. Le pradogorogo dogodo shekatalia manderegede. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Can we do this? I want all of us to join our hands together. Everybody making contact. Everybody making contact. Make sure there is no free hand. Everybody making contact, and I'm going to join my hands as well to both aisles, so that let's make sure we are all connected. Let's make sure we all are connected. Please join them in the back so that the anointing flows instead of us having to make altar calls and people come out. Let's all make contact. Everybody, ushers included, technical included, come forward, join the congregation. Everybody, hands joined together. Everybody. Join hands with the rest of the congregation. I don't want solo group in between. Yes. Let's make sure we are all connected as a church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me, Lord, create in me a clean heart. Oh, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away. Cast me not away from your presence, O Lord. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, O Lord, and renew a right spirit within me. Brethren, that's the beginning of all restoration. Amen. That God may restore the joy of salvation unto you. Why don't you talk to the Lord for a minute or two? Mina, please join, take a quick picture and then join your hands as well. Everybody, I want everybody to partake of. Okay, we have a circle in front that is not connected to the rest. Please connect to the rest of the congregation in the back over here. We have a loop on this side. Guys, connect to them. Connect to them in the back. That's right. Connect to them. Connect. Correct. Thank you. Make sure you are connected to the rest of us. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Jehovah, I pray over your church this morning. Lord, let your spirit, let your anointing, let it flow into every life this morning. Lord, as we have joined our hands together, your word says one will put 1,000 to flight and two will put 10,000 to flight. Lord, everything that has been stolen from us, everything that has been taken from us, Lord, I pray that, Lord, there be a restoration now in the name of Jesus. The job that was taken from you, the Lord will restore unto you in the name of Jesus. The position that you were robbed of will be restored unto you in the name of Jesus. The opportunity that you lost will be restored unto you in the name of Jesus. As Joseph came back to Jacob, 1,000 times better than he left. Everything that you have lost in righteousness that belongs to you, the Lord will restore back unto you. 1,000 times as many in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In the name of the Father. In the name of the Son. In the name of the Holy Spirit. From today going forward, from this moment going forward, your story will be better and better. You will never look back in nostalgia and say there was a better yesterday. In the name of Jesus, your greater and better days are ahead of you. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name. If you believe it, I want you to shout an earth-shaking hallelujah. Listen to me. If your restoration depended on how loud your hallelujah is, how loud would you shout hallelujah? Amen. Amen. Let me tell you something. This is the tip of the iceberg. The Festival of Life on Friday, the theme is Arise, Shine. It is your time to arise. Okay, for the 10 people, you will arise. It is your time to arise. It is your time to shine. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Jehovah, we give you praise. We give you glory. Hallowed be thy name. We thank you for your word. Lord, I have delivered it as you have given it to me. Lord, let there be a performance of your word. Because your people have believed you, Jehovah, let there be a performance. And let your name be glorified. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer, for in Jesus' mighty name I have prayed. Amen.
We hope you've been blessed by this message. We encourage you to fellowship with us here at Salvation Center if you are in the San Antonio area. For more information, visit our website at www.rccgsanantonio.org.